In Parshas Vayigash, you have the Yosef even got himself to his brothers. So it says, "V'le'yochol Yosef v'sapek l'cholin itzov malov, v'yikra tziu kol ish me'olai, v'le'omad ish ito b'svar Yosef l'echov." So Yosef sent everybody out. V'yitin eskoyle b'vchi. He cried. V'yishma Mitzrayim v'yishma ispari. So it says that he cried when he met them. It says more than that. It says by Vayiten es koyle b'vchi. So one way of saying it is he cried very loudly. So, and that's the mashmas of the pasuk, because he cried so loudly, that's why Beis Mitzrayim heard about it. But if you think about the way the word is phrased, it sounds more like his koil was expressed in a bechi, as opposed to the bchia itself being loud, which would have been, you know, bocha bekoil would be the way you would say it, the bekoil modifying the bchi. If you take a look at the trap, vayitnes koilet is a pashto bchi. Vayitnes koilet means he spoke to them, called out to them, bifchi, with crying. So there's a mashmos here that bifchi itself is specifically the language of that he used. Chazal say something that there's a medrash here that says something that it lends itself to it. It says kishem shli pias Yosef es echav ela bifchia, just like Yosef was able to be mefayis his brothers only with bechia. Kacha kadosh baruch hu ein agol yisrael ela mitoch bechia shenema bevchia vayu sachnunim vayvileim. It says lasid lavoi a kadosh baruch hu will bring klai yisrael bevchi. It says bevchia vayu sachnunim egol vayvileim. So the mashmos is because klai yisrael will be boicha, that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu will be mispayis. So it's ki'ilu, understanding that Chazal, as Pshat in the Pasuk, vayitin es koyle b'vchi, the type of language he used was bechi, and that's why they were nispayis, and therefore Klal Yisrael, when they will speak out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when the crowd to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's when the Gula will come. So there's a language called Bechia, and the language of Bechia is the language of Geula. I need some sort of hesbet to understand. I mean, yes, it's a very strong and profound expression, less mandapolik, but why in the world is that dafka shayach to Geula? It's filler, and it's certainly the more person is mispowel, the stronger it is, the better it is. You know, all of those in Yanim are in Yanim that are fine. When we speak about how strong the tefillah and the bakash is, so you add all sorts of things to it, and we say that makes it extremely with a lot of kavana and so on. Fine, I understand that. But the Mashmos Chazal is Dafke Bechi itself is a tsura of for Geula, and the Lashon is he was nispayis to his brothers through that. If anything, it also is a little bit strange. He wasn't the one that was the issue. They were the ones that were the issue. In other words, he was there. He was the Melech. He was the one that was wronged against, and they're the ones who needed to do tshuva, whatever it is. So, and yet he was mispayas to them with bechi. Somehow bechia made him mifuyas to his brothers, solved the discord, something along those lines. Al-Kopanim. So we have here the inyan of the bechi, which is the tsura in which he revealed himself. We have the inyan of this bechi being the sheirish for all geulas. It's especially profound because this is the pasuk of bechi avoyu sachnunim oivileim is going to be, it's talking about Aseres HaShvatim, whose golus is by far deeper and stronger than the golus of Yehuda. And still, for them, Bechi is going to do it. You find also, it says later, Vayipal atzavi b'yomin ochi vayefk, u'b'yomin bochal tzavarav. So, first of all, here we no longer have the word vayitin koilei, like we said, because vayitin koilei is informational. It's he told them, he spoke to them through Bechi. Over here he knew already, and there was just a Bechia. But it's interesting that So, I mean, I understand. I mean, Binyamin and Yosef are meeting. It's the first time they're coming together. That they think about the Beis Hamikdash of all the things in each one's place, I can understand, because the Ava that's portrayed in the Torah is not simply an older brother, younger brother. It's a lot deeper than that. It's the Ava of what Yosef's Nekud is. What is Yosef, and what is Binyamin? Yosef and Binyamin, their Nekud of Kedusha, is their Atzmius. What they missed about each other, what brings them together, the core is who they are. So Mikdash of Yosef is one inyan of Kedusha, that Yosef was zeichet at Nechelkoi Yetchiloi. So that's a type of, that's ki'ilu, somehow an expression of the atzmius of Yosef. And Binyamin had the Shnei Bate Mikdash, and that's the atzmius of Binyamin. So I understand if the Pasuk would just tell me that they thought of each other's Bate Mikdash. But to cry about the Churban, I mean, first be happy with the Binyan. Why are you crying about the Churban? Be happy that'll be built. Then maybe afterwards you could be sad again. You also have the same thing by Yaakov Avinu when he met Rachel, and he cried that he saw she wouldn't be buried with him. I mean, why is that part of it? He saw her, he was very happy, Vayishak, yes. This was his Zivug, so on and so forth. Why is now the time to cry about, why is now the time to cry about the Misa? It's not, I mean, it's strange. And yet you see it repeated again and again and again, that the B'chia is Shayach to the Hefz and so on. There's a Gemara in Brachis. I think it was my Mabre of Ashi, when he asked it, when his daughter got married, said it was too alive, it was too merry, it was over the top, and they asked someone to sing, and he said, "Vaylan l'misnan, vaylan l'misnan. Warn us, we're going to die. Warn us, we're going to die." So, yes, they wanted to make the ruach of the chasna a little bit more serious, kefi, the way it should be. But I mean, is Vaylan l'misnan just a kind of an outside inyan thrown in to just out of no place to dampen the simcha? Or is there an expression in the Vaylan l'misnan that shayach to the it's a more serious form of speaking about the Chasen Kala? It would be much more appropriate if it would be something in line with the Inyan of Chasen Kala, but on a very serious note, instead of just stam yaske and mamisa without anything. It says in Shir Ashir that the one of the shvuas is shpatas amloisa shalayim, and tiras doidi matagiduloi, shecholas ava ani. So she's mashbiya amloisa shalayim to tell her doid that cholas ava ani, that I'm a cholas ava. Why not just say that you're an oyhev? What I mean, the hadgasha is to tell him that cholas ava. And the Rambam uses that. The Rambam uses that term specifically in order to in order to describe a person avas Hashem, person's shki and Torah and das Hashem should be like somebody who's cholas ava. In other words, ava expresses itself in cholas ava more than ava in itself. It's the core of ava's cholas ava. So let's try a little bit to explain and understand the nekuda here. A person in the mida of ava, a person, it has a big maila, in the sense that a person wants something. And if a person wants something, he looks for it, he finds it, and so on. There is something missing in Ahava. Let's understand what Yira supplies, and let's understand what Ahava supplies. Yira supplies Hechreach. That if a person does something, and he is muchrach to do it, so he has no choice, and he must do it. So l'mashal, a person eating bread and water, drinking water, minimal amount of drinking. A person is a muchrach, so there's no cheshek fit, there's no, it doesn't look forward to it, but he has to do it. He has to drink water, he has to take medicine. If he doesn't take the medicine, there'll be consequences. That's, so Yira has the maila to it, that it's mitzarif to the guf of the person, but not to his chayfetz and to his rotzen. In other words, the atzmius and the kima of the person, without this medication, I won't be. I take this medication, I am. So the medication is mitzarif to the person's mitzias. Is rotzen, is chayfetz, rather not take it. That's a yira type of inyan. Ahava means I want it. I really enjoy that type of food. Do I need it? No. Is there any consequence to my not eating it? No. It's just that I have a rotzen and a cheshik. So therefore, it's mitzarif to my rotzen and to my cheshik. It's not mitzarif to my kiyum, to my existence. So my existence does not depend on this, but my rotzen and my chayfetz and my tshuka want it. So a person has two parts to himself. He has the existence, his mitzias, and that's dependent on things that are defined as achreach. It's a definition. The word achreach means necessary for my existence. That's anything that I understand in terms of Yira, that's how it works. So Yira's Ha'inish is a very primitive way of looking at the world of mitzvahs, but the etzem understanding without mitzvahs, I don't have a schus kiyum, and I won't have a kiyum, and so on, that's a Yira type thing. And then a person has Ritzainis and Chashekis, which means his rotzen, and his chukas mitzvah to it, wants it, but he can't say that his kiyum is tall in it. So Yira and Ava, each one has a maila and a chisaron. There is a hechetimtza by Ava that the Ava becomes mitzurif to the atzmius of the person himself. Two things come to mind. The Gemara that says about somebody that wanted to, that said if he's not boiled this woman, he's going to die. Lefachis to see her mechari I gather. So the Gemara doesn't question that the person meant it or not. Adam, the Gemara says, Yarek Valyaver, and Bemela Ivan of Israel. So the Gemara is working on the assumption that his tshuka will cause him to die, and still they it's also because Yarek Valyaver. Another place, by Lazar ben Hodaya, it says when he did tshuva, so he died, because the tshuka and the cheshek had become part of the etzem kim of the person, and absent that, the person no longer exists. So we have a chetimtza that there are avas that possibly give the person his kiyum, or better said, make his kiyum impossible without it. Kicholas ava oni means that the kiyum of the person is totally under ava. If something is purely cheshek, tshuka, chefetz, so I have tsar if I don't have it, but I can't see any miut in my koima. I can't see any, nothing in me is nismayit because of it. Why would I get sick if I don't have this and this thing that I crave to eat? So I'm disappointed. But it doesn't affect my health. Masha ein kein, something that has become so ingrained in his tshuka, something that his tshuka is so powerful that it becomes part of his metzias, then if a person is lacking it, he's cholas ava. The ava itself becomes, the lack of what he wants becomes a chisar in the person. That's the pshat ki cholas ava ani. So let's take it to the mashal in Shashim. If I come along to somebody and somebody has rejected me, and I tell him, you know, I really would like your company. There's no kerech tain in that. Say that there's a reason why I left you, because I don't like your company. So what kind of tviya is it that I want you? Let's say somebody comes along and he says, I'm dying because of my lack of company with you. It's affecting me, not just would I want something, I don't have it, but my metzias is totally in you. That's a tviya, like every tviya of tzedakah. And by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives chiyus to everybody, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave life, he's mekayim de chiyus. That means that everything that's needed for a person is in chiyus, is something which is which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's gives it. That's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the bria, that anything that a nivra needs for his kiyum, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives. So when I come along with the tain of cholas ava, then I have a tviya on it. Kolzman, it's just a gather of moisris. It's a gather of things I would like. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't like it. That's why he left me. But when I come along and I say cholas ava ani, that's, there's another pshat in that pasuk which also stims in it. It says cholas ava ani is all the chaloyim that I have are because of my ava to you, which means that I'm seivel. It says that I'm seivel from Umos HaOlam. The cholov there we're talking about is all the things we're seivel from Umos HaOlam. That's because of you. So it doesn't just mean, well, look what I'm doing for you. It means if a person is willing to be seivel, chisaron, for something, it's because it's a deeper chisaron. That's a deeper chisaron. Marshall, if I take something, a medication that doesn't bother me in any way, so beseda, you know, maybe it's important, maybe not important. If I'm taking a medication that takes a toll on me, the only reason why I'm taking it is because it would be worse without it. if a person is willing to suffer because of something, then it means it's very important to him. If something, the marshal, is, I would like something. Let's take an example. I would like a particular food. So I go in and buy it. Imagine it's in a dangerous neighborhood. I wouldn't do it. Rahman al-Atslan, someone who's addicted to drugs, would go through a dangerous neighborhood also and do it. Why? Because he can't be without it. So whatever chance he's taking at suffering at the hands of hooligans of some sort, and so on. But on the other hand, he needs it because it would be much more painful without it. So even the pshat, the more pashto pshat in that pasuk of cholas ava, that I'm suffering from umzal because of you, also feeds into this inyan. If I'm willing to put up with suffering for your ava, it means your ava transcends more than just something I would like as a tosefes to my mitzvahs, but it goes into my mitzvahs itself. That's the inyan of the cholas ava and so on. So we have here havchana. We have here a distinction between items that a person wants, would like, p'china of ava, which is a tosefes to my kiyum. It's added to my kiyum, to something which is lacking in my kiyum, something which is taking away my etzem kiyum, which puts it into the category of being a necessity or vital or whatever it is. The bechia, the Maral says in many places, is miyuchet for hefsit. So, lamashal, anocha, a groan, that's something that is shayach to the world of pain. So, the expression of pain is some sort of noise that's put on the category of a groan. And that's a shever. A shever is something which is broken, it's painful. Something which is missing is shayach to bechia. The world of bechia is shayach to something that is, I've lost something that's part of my mitzias. And that's why first and foremost the place for bechia is on Misa, because bechia on Misa is something that shows that I'm missing something. And that's why Chazal are so maflig that on someone who is not boicha on a Misa of Adam Kosher, Yeshua, they want Maspekil Chosa. Anytime we don't express bechia on the Misa of a tzaddik in the world, means that it's not chaser. It's, no one says it's good. Everyone says oy oy oy. But if there's no genuine bechia, then there isn't something which is. It shows that it was an extra. It was a luxury to have the tzaddik around. It's very, very nice. Yeah, yeah, nish, nish. You know, it's not something that's be'etzem shayach to the person. That's where the world of bechia is. When we're talking about a kesha between people, when we're talking about Yosef and his brothers, so let's understand a little bit what the sheirish is, and then understand where it expressed itself. Brothers having themselves, on the one hand, there's supposed to be some achdus. On the other hand, the Torah, from Bereishis till here, is full with kin and sinner between brothers, starting with Cain and Hevel, and moving onwards. That's constant. And the reason is as follows. The when two people are in two different countries, Lamashal, Reuven is in one country, Shimon is in another country. The sense of jealousy, the sense of taking away from the other, is very, very small. I have a supermarket chain in America. You have a supermarket chain in France. I don't feel that we're both vying for the same piece of ground. And b'meila, there's no real mokum for rivalry. If we're on the same street, we're in the same neighborhood, and we're vying for the same customers, there's a very, very strong sense of everything you do is a my cheshbon. Let's take another mashal. We're both in the same mall. You have a candy store, and I have a different type of store. Be'emes to the hair is that the customers you bring and the customers I bring complement each other. In a certain sense, I'm not vying against you. So whenever we have two people in the same circle, there are two different ways of looking at it. The simple, what greets a person at first glance, in a very, very primitive look, is my brother is taken away from me. We have one Yerusha from our father. Our father is giving us $1 million. As many brothers are, that's how many ways has to split. And therefore, I see hefsid and chisaron in the other person's existence. At best, it's tolerable. That is one perspective. In a ruchnistic way, each person is vying for a different way of expressing the father's ruchnias. If there's an understanding that we need each other because the picture we project is true only when both sides are projected. So Lamashal, you have a Gavir Rabbah who had many sides to him. One part of it was he davened with tremendous dveikus. One part of it was he learned with tremendous hasmada. Another part of it was he did chassadim uflogim. You have three sons, each one taking over a different part of it. So each son could look at the other son as portraying a false aspect. He's a big davener. It looks like my father only davened all day, never learned, and never did chassadim. It's not true. And vice versa. But on a deeper oifin, if each one declares that the other person is mashlim the picture, and that be'emis his and me and him and the other one are all together, and I'm zakuk to the other person, and if I'm missing the other person's chelik, I'm lacking in a true picture of the metzias, then I have an achdus between the brothers that can't be broken. Because adrabe, I deher, if he's missing, we're not giving over the picture correctly. So in terms of brothers taking over Yerusha and Achla, in a more ruchnistic sense, we have two possibilities that are extremely at loggerheads with each other. One is that it sounds like they could see each other as rivaling their own presentation of what they see as emes, and they could see them as together bringing out the emes picture. Yosef, in his Amolech Imloch, they felt that Yosef is the one who stepped out and said, "I'm everything. Everybody's mishtachve to me means I'm everything." So that means they're extra. They're bumps on a log. They're not. They're just, you know, a kishut. They're just kind of a decoration. That was the sheirish of that terrible split between Yosef and his brothers. He was the one who had to show that adarabba, in he needs them. The fact that he was boicha to them, the fact that he broke out in bechi means that the 22 years he didn't have his brothers, he was lacking something. And b'meila, that was Mephias, the brothers. If he told them, I'll treat you nicely, it's good, it's nice. But the real piers to the brothers is that, yes, I have a job to be meilich, but it's not the pshat that I'm the ben skunim. In other words, they were choshed him of saying that he's the tallest Yaakov, Yosef is his is Yaakov, and everybody else is kind of just add-ons, kind of for decorative purposes. When he cried over their absence, and he cried on the coming back, the pshat is he showed that he was a chasa. The Maral says it even more sharply. The Maral says in places that whenever you have a b'chia, the ne'evad cries more than the oved. In other words, a child who gets lost from home, the home is still a home to some degree, and it's missing a child. The child is gone. He's chasim mitzius lachalutin without his sheirish, without his mokar. So Yosef, by crying on his brothers, he was the ne'evad. And b'meila, he showed that he sees himself of Beis Yaakov, not a Moshel in the sense of he is Yaakov and everybody else is just servants, but Adarabba, their Beis Yaakov, and his job is to make sure it runs well. But the Beis Yaakov is all the Achim. That's why he was Mephias him. It was Mephias the Bechi. That's the Bechi of the Aseres HaShvatim. The Aseres HaShvatim are cast away from Klal Yisrael more strongly than anyone else. They're the Nevodim. They're the Oivdim Neretz Asher. The only expression that they can have, that they can come back with, is through Bechia. Bechia means they still see themselves as part of that household. Their metzias is a metzias chasera until they become part of Israel. In other words, aseres hashvatim are so nidach that one could say they don't exist as Israel anymore. The bechia expresses their desire, not only their desire to come back to Israel, but not only cholas ava, but they don't have a metzias without it. This is true with every type of chibur. When Yaakov met Rachel, he cried over the fact that there'd become a time when she wouldn't be part of him, when she'd be covered somewhere else. That showed that it wasn't an ava that he liked her. It wasn't an ava that was a tesefes onto a bias. But she was the ikrushal bias. She was his bias, and therefore, his feelings to her expressed itself most strongly in what it's like to be without her. It's a fascinating thing that in the chibur HaKadosh Baruch Hu made in the bria between ish and isha. Statistics show that when a spouse loses a spouse, their own demise is much more than usual. It's close because there's something missing be'etzim. That's why in a Behilula and a Chasana, when they said Vaylan de Misnan, the difference between a Hoylus Teketaype Simcha means it's a Simcha that doesn't go to the essence of a person. It's a person pravis. If a person that has the violon, the misnon, that he has the loss of not being together, that's when a person that has the positive of being together. The depth of tsar in not being together is the oimuk of kesha when you are together. It's not how much nice it is and fun it is and enjoyable it is when you are together. It's how much chasses the person in the other person's etzem etzias. Same thing was true over here by the Beis Hamikdash. When we said before, we spoke about the you know, Vayipol Tzavare, and they cried over each other's Beis HaMikdash. We explained that the Beis HaMikdash is the Nekud of Atzmius, the Nekud of Kedusha that there is in each one. So that's, in other words, Binyamin saw, Yosef saw in Binyamin the Nekudah that is the Beis HaMikdash, and vice versa. Understanding the role of the Beis HaMikdash in the other person's Nachla, if a person sees it as a Tosefes, there's no Isoiris Abechi, and Bemela just a Tosefes. When he understands what it looks like without it, that's where the Beis HaMikdash stands. If we can take a mashal or dugma, when you build a house, you usually build some sort of kli kibble for it, some sort of foundation that it rests on, something that it stands on. It has to have a makom to stand on. And if a person doesn't have that makom, then the building on top of it is nothing. That's why Yaakov Avinu, it's only when he chanced upon a place that's missing something, that needs something, that's where the building on top of it has any meaning to it. So we have a few nekudas here. The nekuda is that anytime you have an inyan that could be seen as a tosefes, lemashal, ish ve'isha, achim, Beis HaMikdash, all of these are in Yanim that are seen as as additions. A person is a child in a house. The first one is always a child that has no brothers. Each brother could look at the other brother as, you know, I could do without him also. The ish v'isha, a person is single, and then they get married. A Beis HaMikdash, the place, I didn't have Beis HaMikdash. All of these are minyanim that I could be teifis as a teisefis to a metzias. All of these minyanim, if they're nitfas as a teisefis to metzias, there's no schuskim for it. There's a klal in the Balei HaHigoyon, that anything that is mikra will disappear from it. Lamashal, a table is defined as a piece of wood with four legs, let's say. We'll use that as a definition. If it's brown, the brown paint will fade at some point. All of the properties that are shayach to it fade away because they're not the atzmius of the thing. A table existed before it was brown. I painted it brown. The tchunis that are shayach, so let's say a table needs to have four legs. If it's missing one leg, it'll stop being a table because that defines a table. So things that are toisefis, they're called mikra in the Lashon of the Balei Goyin. So mikra be'etzim doesn't last. And once it's gone, it doesn't come back. You can repaint the table. Atzmius, essence, essential things, by definition have to be that way. So if a table must have full legs, if it doesn't have full legs, it's no longer a table. It's a piece of junk. It's not a table. In the ruchnistic gifts, that there's a chiyo for it to become this chaber, then it must always be there. If I'm not mekabel it that way, then it doesn't have its metzias. And the isha and the isha, if there's no sense that I'm not an ish without the isha, then it's a friendship. It's not a marriage. If a person, when we talk about va'afterecha kamoicha, so va'afterecha kamoicha is not just to be nice to people. It's an understanding that Ribbono Shel Olam created certain people and they're part of a society then they must be part of that society. Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't toss in random pieces. And V'Avrecha Kamoicha is to put it into a certain context, an understanding. So obviously the brothers have a stronger chiyuv in that. And because the potential for rivalry is stronger, and it's true, we're all bnei ish echad anachnu, and we're all part of one mitzvah. But the ultimate in it is not to be nice to the other person, but to understand that he's a necessary part of it. It's a muscle if a person goes to a place, a big mesiba. So all sorts of people are there, and they're there because each one came. If a person goes to a factory of some sort, every person who's there has to be there. If they wouldn't have to be there, they wouldn't be there. Each one has a different tafkid and so on and so forth. Understanding that is the kiyum of Avas Achim, Avas Reyim. Klape de Ribbono Shalom and the Ruchnistik in Yonim, in as much as a person feels himself to be a chasa without it, my measure in learning is not how much I enjoy learning. A chacham is not someone who enjoys learning. A chacham is somebody that if he doesn't learn, he feels empty. That's the havchana between a talmud chacham and a talmud chacham. Somebody who's very bright can sort of learn up quite quickly, know it, he enjoys it. He's a person who likes thinking and putting things together. It's great. But if a person doesn't feel empty when he doesn't have it, then the person is not a chacham be'etzim. A chacham, a talmud chacham, and a chacham in the sense of Torah, is somebody who feels the chasa when he doesn't have it. And that's the pshat in the Beis HaMikdash. Unless we cry for it, if we don't cry in gullus for the lack of shechina, if we don't cry when the Beis HaMikdash is charev for the lack of Beis HaMikdash, then Beis HaMikdash is a luxury. It's a nice thing. It's gone. There's no reason for it to come back. It's only when a person feels the chisaron through bechi that this is what happens. I want to talk about an inyan. It says in the Sfarim Tesh, we're coming sort of towards Shavim Tat, and it says in the Gemara that even places where Shari Tfila are Ninel, Shari Bechia not Ninel, the Sfarim are Maflig in the Inya Bechia as a pasa, as a kapara for everything and so on, that Tshuva, the Shari Dimel Ninel is going specific on Tshuva and so on. So one way of understanding is the intensity. It's an intensity of how bad you feel. So if somebody comes to me and he asks in a regular voice, you know, I did you an avla, could you forgive? Okay. If a person says it with a lot of feeling, a lot of sincerity, I'm more willing. If a person says it crying, very willing. We tend to see crying as an intensity and as a sort of very strong way. They wouldn't make it distinct. There's Shari Tfila and Shari Dima. Shari Tfila are Ninel and Shari Dima not Ninel. So there's a big difference. It's not just degree and how much. It's much deeper than that. It's when a person is Meirid Demois, when somebody is Choyte, whatever area, and a person is Meirid Demois, it's because he feels that the lack of kedusha that he has, the chisaron in his mitzias, is a tangible chisaron. When a person cries, the pshat is there's a certain avelus for something that he's missing. When ruchnias is just a nice thing, it's something added to my mitzias, then I need a schusim to get it. So for me to get something I don't need, that's one gedda, and the Kosh Baruch is not nene. When a person is mispalel for for things that are his etzem kiyum, his etzem mitzius, then that's a whole different way in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu siyachas to it. When a person feels, tzom lecha nafshi, kom lecha b'sari, b'eretz si, v'ayiv li moyim, when a person feels yishtoikikus, like we spoke about in Vayetze, when a person feels dried out and empty, when his ruchnis is not going, that's a p'china of b'chia. B'chia is a p'china of a person expressing something essential lacking from him. That has a very, very different siyata d'shmaya than asking for a gift. It's something that's bechlolius. It means that when a person feels the tsar, not when think of very, I did something wrong. That should be a tsar. A person feels he didn't do what he should do, it should be a tsar. But a deeper nekud of tsar is, if a person feels, olam lechayim, if I don't have this, what's the point of it? Emptiness. Person says, if I don't have kedusha, if I don't have chachma, if I don't have das, if I don't have control over myself, gvura, if I don't have hanhagis, then what's the point of it? Then I'm just another balchai roaming the world. The tsar of that type of isbeininus is the tsar bechia. The pious to the brothers, the thing that made the brothers understand that he's not a rivalry, is the fact that he expressed he needs it. The fact when a person expresses Ribbono Shel'olam a tsar on what's lacking in his life in Ruchnius, and a person is born that way, that's Chazal say is the pious of that brings us out of Golas. If coming back to Ribbono Shel'olam is a luxury, so we can be mispal three times a day, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu believes us, yeah, you would like to live in Yerushalayim. You know, it's not, you don't deserve what it takes to live in Yerushalayim. But if in Chutz La'aretz, in Chutz La'aretz, in the full sense of what I mean, in the Eretz Sea of Oyev Limayim, in the world that's lacking Ruchnius, if a person feels bereft, a person feels, my life is empty, I have nothing, that's a b'china b'chia, and that b'china b'chia, we have the Avtoch Ribbono Shel'olam that kishem that Yosef was espoused to his brother's bechia, so to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be moitzas with bechia and bring us that tzisol b'tachnun and Yisrael.